for. I mean, if you're flying, I mean, do you need a tail fin? I mean, in counting wise, you can have up to, yes, that's what we said, we have up to 9. But if we're following that same principle, that's the same principle he shared, that would be 2 + 3 = 5, 5 + 4. That would be 9, but why do you need an odd number is what I mean. It sounds like you need a tail fin. Yeah, that's what I'm pointing out. Yeah, it's the same method. Yeah, so this is up to the odd number is like a tail fin, doesn't make sense. Comment language, because nobody can tell what this means. It's so broad. So you make these broad statements, yeah, back to comment. Well, how are we turned away? Because the book doesn't make any sense. Okay, we're just using logic, and God gave us the concept of logic. He's the one who created the rules, and if Allah gets thrown out as an illogical God, well, that counts. No, so you can't be prideful, and you can't be proud of your God. If you're a follower of Islam, maybe you're supposed to be ashamed. Did you read Shirley D.? Are we talking about Satan calling his party? What are they earning? I still don't know what they're earning. We have it right here. This is what Satan does. I'll lead people astray. Satan leads people astray. They do the same job. It sounds like they're the same person.
That's why Satan.
Purpose was going to a dead country. I mean, what is a dead country? I mean, desert? I mean, well, it's definitely not a review. That's the difference between, again, there's no soil in the desert. You have to have soil to have plant life. There are, but and there's a difference, and then there's soil that's under the sink. You can't just, yeah. It just doesn't work that way. Singular. Good word, singular. Good deed, singular. That's an unusual, unfortunately. We don't know what this good word is because he hasn't told us what it is. Okay, so whoever was desiring the honor, I'll be honest, the good word rises up to him. Yeah, it's still third person good word. And he will lift up the good deed. Yeah, it's just very, this is again the con man language. He hasn't left the con man. So if their deception is destroyed, that would mean that that truth is going to prevail. That's what it would mean. But who's deceived knows who deceived with evil. But we have a problem here. Those who deceive with evil, and we have Allah up here deceiving people. Allah leads people astray. Isn't he the author of this deception? I'll mute him, or whoever that is. Oh, I think that may be somebody else.
I'm on the show.
All right. Okay. Yep. The water. Well, when we find it, we'll have to give out credit for being the creator. I mean, I don't know how they're going to get sperm out of the woman's breast because we have heard biological stuff. If you're old, you already have long hair. So I know people. I mean, I have my dad is in his late 80s. His best friend is 11 years old. It's going to be 98. And, I mean, you think about that. I mean, we keep thinking, okay, you know, when you get older, your parents are that old, you think, okay, you know, not too much longer. And then they live another 10, 11, 12 years. So Allah could be way off here. I mean, what is long? Yes. What are you going to do? Take back what somebody's with? Yeah. But again, you can't, if that's what you call hard determinism. And then he's talking about, you know, that they won't use the hard determinism, they won't reverse the hard determinism. Tell me of a lake in Saudi Arabia. That's a good question. So you eat fish. That would be like seashells, I guess. So This is interesting because this now refers to we're accepting it as seashells. Or seashells or something like that for you to wear. What does this say about the use of ornaments with hair? Because we don't know that ornaments now actually hair. It could be, okay, so they're underneath. I guess if they're deep in the water, I mean, if you're talking about a wave out in the water, it doesn't. Oh, jeez. I was having sex with a night. I was having sex with a day. Oh, don't we know that already? I thought it sets in the muddy pool. so it runs away and hides, but yeah, that's what happens. Yeah. All right. We don't even know what he's talking about here. I mean, those whom you call on without him, you do not, okay, so we're talking about the idols, do not own, so they don't even own a covering of your idols, you can't own anything. Okay. So they don't have a covering, well, I mean, what do you want? Why would you do that? idolatry. Wait. They will not hear your calling. If they heard, they would not hear. In the rest. So the idols. Okay, no. So wait a minute. He's been talking about infidel. He's been talking about idols. And then the idols become infidels. That's really confusing. I don't think Alan knows what he's saying. So the idols now have voices. So this is back to Palestine. They will become. Because the Alice is not clear. Aware what? Yeah, again, he's bragging. This is what I look at. This is bragging. This is, you know, that guy's got a confidence. So he calls people poor, and then he goes, look, I'm great. Oh, well, no, you're probably the guy driving the Ferrari, isn't it? Dr. Kupar, keep saying. If he will, he could take you away and bring forth the creation, but he doesn't really want to do it. If you flip that as one sentence, you might say, because he could kill you off and put something else in place, but he doesn't want to do it. Oh, yeah, well, that's definitely forced mitigation. But it's a limited, so this is a problem. So this is actually said to negate the concept of the kinsman redeemer in the Bible. So he's trying to negate the concept of the kinsman redeemer here. That's pretty bold breath. He's saying, we don't believe anything. And he's not, and whoever kept himself pure, so surely he only purifies for himself. And to Allah is the final return. So this is a God that requires people to, this is interesting, see? Whoever kept himself pure, so surely he only purifies himself. So Allah doesn't being or not, so he doesn't consider the blind person the same. He doesn't treat people the same. That's pretty sad. Nor the darkness, nor the light, which Allah doesn't know, darkness is the absence of light, nor the shade, nor the heat, and neither the living nor the dead are equal. Really, neither the living nor the dead. I know, I guess it only works when you're Democrat, I don't know. Although I have seen it with Republicans too, so, all right. Surely Allah hears whom he wills, and you cannot make those who are in the graves hear. So he just said, neither the living nor the dead are he. Surely Allah hears whom he will, and you cannot make those who are in the grave hear. You're only a mortal. So why would you bother? Why talk to the dead? Every nation has a prophet. Is this true? Surely we sent you with the truth as a giver of good news and a warning. And there is not any nation. They deny you. So indeed, those who were before them denied. Their messengers came to them with the proof and with the scriptures and with the enlightening book. Well, I feel like my brain. Their messengers came to them with proof. What are these proofs? I mean, it's saying much. And with scriptures, okay? And with what book are we talking about? Is this a singular? I mean, but we're talking about a plural messenger. So every messenger has a book? That's what it sounds like. But I thought prophet had a book. So who's, if the messengers come with book, and they're supposed to verify stuff, maybe Allah doesn't know that he says there's difference about between messengers and prophets in the beginning of the Quran. It's kind of confusing. And it's but then I see those who became infidels. So how terrible. I mean, this is Allah praising himself again. How terrible was my repudiation? Then I see. Okay, so he seizes those, and if they deny you, indeed, those were before them. The messengers came to them with truth. So he sees the people who didn't listen to the message. I mean, how terrible. So he sees them. We don't know what he did. Maybe he did take them to Taco Bell. That was his concept of down water from heaven. Oh, come on. I mean, it's just like you wouldn't see rain falling down. All of a sudden, all right, so we brought fruit by it. Who's we? I mean, so this is separate from Allah. So we brought fruit by the rain? I don't think that makes very, it's not very clear. Its colors are different. And from the mountain streaks are white and red, and its colors different. Where is this guy where he's talking about mountains that are white and red and different colors and black? Where is he? Because my question is, I don't think he is actually where we're told, said Marion. Who is we? I mean, that is, we brought fruit by it. Its colors are different, and from the mountain streaks are white and red. And garb, I got to look that word up just a second. I got to get my mouse going over there. Here we go. Yeah, I'm lost my mouse just a second. I will get back there. The joy of, well, I have, there, that's, I'm just trying to figure out where my mouse went. That's it. All right, I'm going to flip there and go back. All right. Oh, boy. And it was mountain and black mountain. So mountains are red, white, and black. Colors are different. Where is this guy? Mm-hmm. This is evidence of what I keep saying, that Allah is using Arabic as a second or third language. That's evidence of right there. And what language was that? It's number one? Okay. But that makes quite a statement. I mean, and you only do those kind of things when you speak another language, that's your primary language. That's the issue. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. We had this nice statement from Jesus Worldwide. I was away at the karate since yet. Get on that one. All right. I gotta run for a second. I'll be right back. Yep, I'll leave this up out here. Those who became infidels will have the fire of hell. So they go to hell. It will not be finished with them. So it sounds like they never get out. So that they should die. Wait a minute. Okay, that believe it or not, this actually makes sense. Wow. Hey, you know what? We came across a passage that made sense. Okay. No, we will only do one good thing. We will do a good thing, not like what we were doing before. We'll do something good. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, they think that this is where he said up there a little while earlier, he said that you have to do good deeds to get into, to work your way to heaven. He just said that. Now these guys are like, well, you know, let us out. We'll do something good.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. Not how the God of heaven actually works. I mean, did we not give you lives long enough? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Whoever would remember, what are you supposed to remember? Okay, so what's he saying? Okay. So you're stuck there. Too bad for you. Instead of saying he won't help them, he says, well, that might be more than Allah is capable of. See, this is the thing I always sit here and wonder, what is he, I mean, we never know clearly what he's talking about when he says that. I mean, talking about the heart. I mean, he doesn't seem to, again, he's really unclear when he's talking about chess. Well, I mean, well, I think he knows that, but he just doesn't know how to clarify himself. It's like he doesn't know another word to say. How many times did he say infidel in this passage here? So take a look what I'm highlighting up. You can do that. So whoever comes in infidel, that's one. Infidelity, those infidels against them, that's two. And their infidelity, number three, will not increase. The infidels, number four, with their accept and hate. And their infidelity, five, will not increase. Their infidels, six, except lock. That's six times he uses the word infidels in a singular sentence. Something's not right here. So whoever becomes an infidel is infidelity. It's like becoming an infidel is not something. It's beyond being unclear. It's just it's like the guy doesn't know how to talk.
Does it have something for you?
So, you know, when it's been a long time since I was really good at it, but I mean, there's a huge, when you translate, the concept of poetry is different in different cultures, is the other thing. It doesn't always, poetry in different cultures doesn't always rhyme. It may be neater. I mean, a lot of what's in Hebrew is neater. And this is just sad. In like Japanese, you have haiku. This is just mad. I mean, just maddening that this, there's no, like, yeah, like you said, in, when you translate, this is just gobbledygook and a limited, it's a great display of a limited vocabulary. That's what I see here. I mean, again, I'm the retired special ed teacher. When I saw this on a kid, I'd be thinking, okay, we need to give this kid a bigger vocabulary. All right. I work with high school age kids and I would see stuff like this and I'd go to the kid and I'd say, what word do you think would fit better here? Let's think of some synonyms, you know, of these words, you know, but Allah is supposed to be perfect, and he doesn't know enough to find it. That's pretty sad. Well, then there wouldn't be a Muhammad, because I think that's the sock puppet. Well, I'm not sure who's the sock puppet. Is it Muhammad or Allah? Because we don't know who actually, I mean, we don't know that there was a Muhammad from everything we're learning.
That's a scary thought.
Partners, those.
I'm still trying to figure out. So we've got people creating that aren't God, from what I read here. Show me what they create from the earth. Or, okay, it's a challenge. So what did they make? I mean, yeah, what have you done type thing? Why is this so badly written? Oh, my gosh. That doesn't, and again, it's just badly written at the very least. Well, wait a minute. That can't be true because it doesn't matter what they choose. It matters what Allah chooses on who guides, because this is Allah's hard determinism. Allah decides if they're going to be guided or not. It's not the man's choice. So this is a deception. Oh, but don't remember, wasn't just a little while ago, Allah does deceive people? Didn't we just read that? Deceiver. So he's deceiving even his own followers here. I mean, it's like saying nothing happened, don't worry, you know, but nothing happened. Something might happen, but nothing happened. Right. It's just bad. Do you see this again? Limited vocabulary. This is, again, another great example of limited vocabulary. Hey, wait. You will not find Alice Custom, and you will not find, again, I mean, just, well, so if Allah has a custom, that would mean he's a human. Well, customs are something that a group of people have. So if Allah is a group of people, that makes sense. But as a particular person, it would mean habits, yeah. But a custom is not something that an individual does, it's a group of people. This, yeah, we have a problem here. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I mean, this is Allah either not understanding language, definitions, which is, if we're talking about Allah, that's possible because this is Arabic as a second language. There's definite proof of this over and over again. Jala Lane, and he's using the word custom. Chapter 35. I mean, this is Jala Lane's talking shown by their error. Well, we know that Allah likes torture, so you will not find Allah's torture. Well, if we just change out custom and put Allah's love of torture, probably fine. They earn, okay. So if they earn, they have a sinful life, he punishes them. I get that. But I thought a little while ago Allah was rewarding them. So I guess is where Allah does the difference between reward and punishment. He uses the words interchangeably. He will not leave on its back any creature? Can't use a synonym. I mean, the problem is the word custom. I mean, that's, again, it's something it's not generally used for. Yeah, that's a real problem. But Even John Lane says it's disgusting. And now I'm looking at 45. He will not leap on its back any creature. And John Lane says that is, he would not leave a single creature crawling, which he means the earth. He puts in parentheses the earth. But that's not what that says. No, he uses custom. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but I'm but I think that's actually important that he uses that same word. I mean, that's, I'm just kind of surprised. Well, he will leave on the earth. He will leave no crawling creature on the earth. And then it says, but he is deferring them until a specified time, the day of rising. Then when their time comes, Allah sees its place. Wait. So if there, Allah has slaves. Allah needs slaves? Doesn't that make him a physical human being? Also, are all Muslims now the slaves of Allah? I mean, if maybe, okay, so I mean, if he's using the word slave here, then... Sir, the word servants, I'll say this. In Greek, the word servant and slave is the same word, which is doulos. And so, I mean, it may be interchangeable, but I don't know. Oh, wait. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, let's be fair. What is number one say? So they have a chapter titled something without meaning. Does that not say that the Quran is not clear? Oh, okay. Jellin calls this Yasi. And it says Allah knows best what it means. Yes. It can't be wise if it doesn't make sense. Wait a minute. There's no Quran at this point, right? Well, I will say this. That's in brackets, which means he put it there to try and help the Quran. So it starts with by the wise Quran, because there's no wise swear there in Arabic. And then it starts, if it starts out by the wise Quran, we don't know what to talk. What by the way?
How are you guys?
Well, yeah, because if we're talking about traditions, we're talking about a mannerisms. I mean, mannerisms of an individual or mannerisms of people is actually different from what we're talking about. Oh, wow. So if we actually went up, I just want to point this out. And you will not find the paper. That would actually work. Holy cow. But I don't know. It means that actually clarify that, please. Thank you. Well, he does. It's but that's what it was, right?
Yeah.
Well, we don't know he's talking about Muhammad. We don't know who he's talking to. We don't, because I mean, apparently Usama had to help the Quran by putting a swear in front of by the wise Quran. So So sure, we don't know, and this is a new chapter, so we don't know anything.
And 3 and 4, yeah, so too far.
If I was on a straight way, that would be like 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 should be together because he's putting his dear and merciful together. Or 2, 3, 4, and 5 should be together. Oh, yeah. To warn a... Again, limited vocabulary. To warn a people whose fathers were not born. I mean, he's got to keep using the same words over and over again. That's not poetry. That's limited. Oh, you're talking about the numbering. Yeah. Yeah, they don't get it. Yeah, they don't understand the purpose. I honestly think that the reason they have the numbers done this way is because in poetry, these would be lines. But that's the only thing that makes sense to me. To warn a people whose fathers were not warned. That'd be one stanza. Then you go down to the next stanza. So they are heedless. Go down to the next stanza. Indeed, from there. I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense. One line. Just say one line. So each one would be one line of poetry. That's, if you look at it that way, if that's how they did it, it's still bad. But.
So are we reading it only book or are we holy?
Well, it's not holy and it's generous. It's called, there's nothing in the Quran that indicates it's holy. That's a good question. We don't know what, again. What did they do wrong? I mean, it says they've been warned. Apparently, they weren't following Allah, is all I can think of. The word against most of them. What word? And what did they do? I mean, we don't know. We don't know if they did anything except not believe. It sounds like Joe Biden's statement, we're going to put you all back in chains. That's a pretty thick neck chain, yeah. So I'm just playing with it. So look, I'm highlighting the main hands a barrier, because so they have a barrier between the hands, a barrier behind them, and so not only is there a door, wall in front, or wall between their hands, let's just say a wall, we're using wall, we have something between their hands, we have something behind them, and then they get covered, so, yeah, it's like you made them blind, other than that, very, very limited vocabulary. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and none of that flows. It doesn't make sense. Allah can't communicate.
All right. And it's before them.
Well, you haven't said anything that makes sense. Why should they?
Before they were in the United States, they had like 400 years to change the way they protected all that. And then here, for example, these people don't bother even telling them what the good news is. This is not what the people care about. Why create them in the first place?
What you're talking about is, again, the reference I'm making to the hard concept of the hard determinism. It's like the concept of fate. You have a fate, you must follow. That's it. There's no choice. You must follow that. And
okay, that's the surely, now I'm going to speak on the surely, the only way.
Jal Lane claims the reminder is the Quran. But there's a problem with that because the Quran didn't exist.
Right. That was going to be my next question. Like,
we don't know what the reminder is. Okay, so we have a problem here. Nothing's been clear, so we don't have a clear guy. Well, this would make Oliphant recall. It says, we bring the dead to life at the resurrection, and we record in the preserved tablet what they send ahead, the good and evil they do in this world in order to repay them, and what they leave behind, the customs and traditions they institute which remain behind when they die. We have listed and explained everything precisely in a clear register. A reference to the preserved tablet. Wow. That's an awful lot to take from that little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's the same. They're saying the same thing. Who's doing the writing? There is a strange parable made up. Okay. I always laugh because he doesn't know what the word parable means. He really doesn't. It's pretty, again, a word like parable, a god should understand, but it's too much for this little god, Allah. The idea is to get it done as fast as we can so we don't have to feel less this pain anymore. Oh, wait. You missed this one. Oh. Oh, my gosh. We have some incredibly intelligent people here. Darcy Campbell. That's my tablet. Well, a tablet can be, I mean, like a computer, so. Okay, he's done that before. I mean, it's several different, we've read several times where they've been two. So now he's sending them two by two, like he put the animals on the earth. I'm going to venture on that one. Paul, Silas, and Barnabas, I would think. I go dig it up.
The story of the book now that you don't know what town you don't know.
But this, again, is con man language because of the generalities. It's not, it can refer to anything.
Okay, so when the same message is going to be shot, it's going to be the city of Texas, in which it is called Joshua. The son of it, the author, the son of it.
Wow.
Okay, so there was a king, there was a city called Ethiopia, which there was a king called
Well, it doesn't tell us this here, but that's what the task here is saying. But even John Lane says it's the city of Antioch. And he says the messengers are from Etha. 36. We're being too kind. I'm just gonna read this again and gave them a parable of the companion of the village. Okay, that's what he's calling, companion of the village, when the messenger came to them. We don't know who the messenger is. When we sent to them two, and if they're saying Jesus sent, this is interesting. Even John Lane says the messengers are sent by Jesus. So here the we is Jesus. And I mean, that's just, so they denied them. So we strengthen them with a third. That's okay. Yeah, so you got six different methods. Let's pay attention and we read this again. The parable of the companion of the village when the messengers came to them. When we sent to them two, they denied them, so we strengthened them with it. So they said, surely we are sent to you. They said, you are not except humans like us, and the merciful did not send down anything, but you are only liars. There's nothing here that implies there's a second set. I think Ibn Kathir is drinking some good stuff.
The second part that I read,
because, well, again, Jella Lane said that these were sent by Jesus. So, I mean, I find it interesting. So Jella Lane is partnering Jesus with Allah. And maybe he doesn't know it. Because of the term we, that would mean Allah and Jesus. Well, they don't read the Bible. That's
what did you say? You see the Colossians? If the Bible says it's Simon and Paul and then Peter, if the Peter says it's somebody else, Galilee is not the same. Now, Galilee is not the
show you what I've got later. But that's what it says. Yes, here, I'll dial it in.
When you said to them, do that, and they denied both of them. They blah, 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 blah. And we reinforced them. In other words, we reinforced what they heard, and they said to you, that he's got by God, right.
Problematic, no matter how you look at it. Okay. You are not except humans like us, and the merciful did not send anything but... So they're just saying they're human. So what... I mean, what's the story here? I mean, they didn't believe, you're just humans, and they call them liars. And if these guys are sharing about Allah, I mean, yeah, they get called liars because there's nothing that makes sense here. All right, they said, our Lord knows that surely we are sent to you and our duty is nothing except a clear deliverance. But nothing here is clear.
I mean, we see that even the scholars, the best of the scholars, can get this stuff together.
Yeah, I mean, apparently. We have another problem here. With this, they said. Okay, so we have they said as the, I guess you would call them the infidels, the people of Antioch are talking. You are not except humans like us. And then you have another they said, and now it's referring to somebody else. Wow. But, I mean, this is just the bland unclearness. I mean, you would think that this is referring to the same group of people, but, yeah. Clear what? Evil bird. Or, okay, our evil woman, okay. They got an evil omen. So they're going to send... Okay, they've got an evil omen. If you do not... They get an evil omen if they don't stop. Then... Oh, wow. This just doesn't make sense. So God, this Allah causes pain and affliction. will I take gods without them? So you're taking, this is the polytheism again. Will I take other gods? Surely should the merciful desire, should I take other gods if Allah desires to hurt him? Their intercession would be the other gods will not going to do any good, but it's definitely saying there are other gods, nor will they deliver me. Surely, then I'm in obvious error, okay, because you took other gods. All right, I get that, but it's just so badly written. Surely I believed in your Lord, so hear me. Wait a minute. Okay, so who is speaking here? Because it sounds like
it's still the man.
Pagans are speaking here. Surely I believed in your Lord, so hear me.
And he made us humble. So I guess that's a single shout and stand on its feet. Oh,
So all of Antioch got wiped away? Is that what we're saying here? That's not what happened in reality. Maybe Allah doesn't know that. Well, what would you explain? I mean, this guy just said he got rid of all of Antioch and it didn't happen. So they're sitting there laughing at him for saying he did it. Come on. Tell us one of those things he destroyed, because we haven't, I mean, he's created places. He's made up places like Ad and what was the other one? Thermum or Thamud, yeah. Yeah, but that's, he has to make up words and names in order for it to work. Yeah. Amen.
Don't take my word, right? So take my word.
Nobody would be able to, nobody would read it. Let me put it that way. If you, okay, I will say this. I have edited a lot of different books and things, and the only one I saw that came close to this was actually written. This guy hired someone to ghostwrite, and it was so bad. It was like somebody copied and pasted different sections in from different books, and I told him he got taken. I said, and I was right. I said, you hired one of these Filipinos to ghostwrite for you because it was cheaper, right? And I said, you just got taken. You didn't read the book. You should have at least read to see if it was worth paying for. Yeah, and he didn't. That's his own fault. But yeah. Well, if he partnered with Jesus earlier, I mean, who's he partnering with now? Is it Mo and him? Well, that follows. You can use the us with it. I mean, it's still the concept of the royal we, but the problem is the royal we refers to a human and God. So this is something that Muslims don't understand. Unless you're talking about a plurality in God.
33. And the dead, is the dead first, is the sight. We give life to it and we bring what's going from it.
You know, I'm starting to think that he considers dead earth a place that you plant. I mean, okay, so you go to a field, you put seed down, and after a while, you know, the rain comes and this is really a lack of understanding of the concept of agriculture, too. Because every time he talks about dead earth, you have plants coming forth. He just doesn't understand that it wasn't dead earth. It was good soil. And that makes sense. I mean, that Allah doesn't understand the concept. Whoa. Would that make him, again, a slack puppet? Yeah. I was just going to ask you that question. Oh, well, read the next part. That's the real one to ask about, man. Where are they living that they're going to get through? Got dates, vine gardens, gushing water, and fruit. Well, he really isn't. I mean, never is. What was that other place? It's in Syria that could be it. I mean, if they're talking about Antioch, it's not too far away. What's that other place? It's Petra?
Yeah.
That might be why he's hurt. I mean, if Muhammad really was a salesman and he traveled that far, that would make sense where he's heard the word Antioch before. I think you did. It's been a while. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. where the gushing water is coming from. Between the backbone and the rib. So again, we have Allah not knowing that there are not male and female of every plant. That really doesn't make sense. We peel the day.
Oh, here's another easy one. The sun sets and it makes it work. Does not catch up to the moon. Does catch up to the moon. Does not catch up to the moon. Not the north and the south pole. Yes, yes, yes. I told you, I am pointing to the south. The power of the south is to the west. But he's also the lord of the two east and the two west. And the sun runs to its best place.
I have no clue.
This is the measurement of the genius. We have the sun in its outfit. Even should the sun catch up to the moon, for the night outstrip the day. Each stroke is fear. So, ladies and gentlemen, how did the sun catch up to the moon? How does that know the distance? The moon and the sun.
He doesn't understand where they are as well.
Also, I know it's a little bit of a perspective. They just don't have to be on the same path.
Okay, go back to 39. In the moon, we have determined its houses. So the moon has houses? Okay. An old and crooked palm. I don't get that part. Wow. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, so whoever it is. Okay, so if it's a he, it's a human, turned into an old and crooked palm branch. Okay. So it's magic here. Neither should the sun catch up to the moon, or the nights outstrip the day, and each swims in a sphere. No, the only one that's partly right is the idea that they each swim in a sphere, which is an orbit. But it's not each. It's the concept. It sounds like we're talking about the sun and the moon. So the sun has offspring and the moon has offspring. Oh, okay. So now they're having babies. Okay. So what? Okay. So the sun and moon need to ride on something Allah created. Okay, this is, talk about bad science. I mean, this is, Wait, you're going to drown the moon in the sun? Are we going to drown the kids in the moon in the sun?
Probably the kids. They're
on the ship, so. Yeah, okay, so the kids, we're talking about really out there. I'm sorry. If you were sitting here listening, you got to, throw yourself back in the time of Muhammad, and you're listening to this story. Okay, and the moon, we have determined it has houses on it, and some guy's walking along, and he got turned into an old and crooked palm branch, and don't worry, the sun won't catch up to the moon, nor the night strip the day, outstrip the day, and by the way, each one of them swims in their own sphere, fine. That we, who the heck is we, are carrying their offspring in a loaded ship. So don't worry, the sun and the moon got together, had kids, and we put them on a ship. And and we create the like of it, what they ride on. So we created the ship. I guess that's what it is. It doesn't make any sense otherwise. Let's say it does. If we will, we will drown the kids of the moon and the sun. This is bad. Can't shout. They can't make enough noise. It's because Al likes to torture people. He likes to hear them scream. The kids. The kids. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're the sun and the moon and you're the children of the sun and the moon, is that really going to scare you? Oh, my gosh. Well, Marion said, what's a loaded chip? A loaded chip is, you get a loaded chip when it's heavy. So you have enough off. We're talking about tons of kids. Tons of kids on a loaded chip. So, I mean, the moon and the sun were busy, okay? They got a lot of kids. It's in the Quran. I didn't say it. It's in the Quran. Should we feed? Yeah. So should Allah give food to those who are hungry? How does that follow your only an obvious error? It. Yeah, Marion's saying this too. The sun and moon having kids, that's paganism 101. Hey, I didn't create it, you know, and Michael's like, are the stars their kids? That could be what, I mean, that was what I thought. I mean, but the problem there is that Allah says that the stars are demons, are missiles.
Yeah.
So, you know, actually that would fit if they're the children of the sun, because then they could be missiles of the moon and the sun. Okay.
And they say, when is this problem?
He keeps telling out a promise, but he never tells us what it is. He's not very clear.
They do not.
So are we still talking about the kids, the moon and the sun? Okay, so we're talking about, should we feed those? If we were talking about the kids of the moon and the sun, should we feed those if he could feed? You're only an obvious error. Okay, so you don't know whether to feed the kids or not, if that's what we're talking about, because it's not clear. We have a promise. We don't know what that is. They don't wait. Are we talking about the kids? I mean, but a single shout will overtake them, and their argument. Well, kids will argue, but yeah. It's only if we're talking about the kids of the moon and the sun. But I still want to. If this is again, it's just bad. This doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Wait a minute. We didn't talk about multiple generations, are we? I mean, are we still talking about children of the... Wow. We have no clue what they're talking about. He didn't tell us what he was trying, I think. We're still stuck in the midst of command language and the lack of clarity that is just unbelievable. So if your mom screams, "Hey, time for dinner," and she yells real loud, you all come. That's the only thing I can get with that. You don't come, you don't get dinner.
They will have
Oh, there's another word that Allah doesn't know.
That you should not serve Satan. Surely he is to you.
But he's the same. I mean, but Allah is Satan. That's what we keep saying. He does the same job. So, I mean, I don't know.
And that you should serve him. Lord, help us.
A large number of mountains, okay. For a large number of you, okay. He led a great mountain, a large number of you.
And he led a great number.
Yeah. So he's trying to explain their bad mistake.
Yeah. Were you not understand?
Oh, so now we know all these times he's been talking about promise, it has to do with hell. Wow, we finally found out what the promise was. All these times he's been talking about a promise, it's hell. It's because Allah loves torture. Wow. Okay, so we have sign language, but I have yet to see legs act as witnesses. Well, hands speak with sign language. Well, I don't know how the legs can act. I mean, there's no voice there. It doesn't make any sense. We would hide on their eyes. So they. I mean, it's like saying, okay, we don't want to be the witness, so we're running away. We're going to close our eyes because we're witnessing something. We have to sit. If it's so clear, why do we have to sit here and discuss it? I mean, this is just bad. Yeah. Reverse him. Okay, we got a problem here. Oh. Okay, so Allah wants a redo. He didn't do it right the first time. Okay, so it's either the concept of reincarnation or Allah wants a redo. All right, so we can stop. So we stop here?
Yeah.
All right.
There's still quite a few.
So for you Muslims who are listening, whenever you do listen, if you see any clarity here, please let us know, because, again, all we're doing is reading a word-for-word Quran. And if you can read this and actually think you understand it, something I would say is not right, but give yourself a use your own brain. There's nothing wrong with asking critical thinking questions when you look at a book. Doesn't matter what book it is. In the Bible, God asked us to do those things. He wants us to look at the scriptures, and he wants us to ask questions so we know more about him. If Allah doesn't want you to ask questions about what the Quran says, maybe he's scared. I'd say pick up, leave Islam, and then make a choice. I'd say read the book of Matthew, and then make that choice to follow Jesus. It's up to you. No one can make you do that. It's up to you. And you know, God, Allah doesn't have a choice, because it says there over and over again, he guides who he wills. So if you leave, it was Allah's choice. That's how you got to look at it. People, hell, that's something that Satan does.
And all this other stuff, you're going to get all these lists.
Well, Islam wouldn't, I mean, this is one of the things that is said over and over again by Islamic scholars. that Islam would not exist without that threat. Qaradawi. Yeah, the guy who recently died, who was one of the heads of the Muslim Brotherhood, he just died 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so he died.
Qaradawi just died, yeah.
So, I mean, could you imagine Christianity had the same apostles?
What they believe.